queen I'm supposed to bow. Pretty face with a poker smile. We planned to have you back then, but tragedy slowed us down. But she went away for a while. When your dad had to hold it down, I questioned God, like, why is this happening? You know it's bad. Everything that happened happened for a reason. I know it now. We argue what we gon' name you. I feel that's over now. It don't matter to me, cause to me your name is the golden child. The love we share, they ain't building. That's why they can't destroy. Truthfully, I understand the ploy. This is something they can't avoid. I sing to your mama's stomach. She say I am annoyed. Won't you shut up and just go to sleep? I don't wanna hear it, boy. She always say I'm annoying, but she just paranoid. She afraid I'ma spoil you loudly. She hate to hear the noise. The world is yours, and I promise, don't gotta share your toys. I won't let you cry unless the tears you crying are tears of joy. I heard your heartbeat.
Blessings, world.
Blessings.
Blessings, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Blessings to you too.
How we
bro.
Doing? How we doing?
Doing good, bro. How you Smooth. Doing, bro?
Hey, I'm blessed, man. Blessed, man. Blessed by the best. So I can't be stressed. So we just gonna keep it moving, man. So, you know what I mean? What's today? Shit. That's crazy. Motherfuckers don't never know the day. When
I just know Thursday. Yeah, close to Friday. Yeah. That's all I need to know.
Today's 16th, May 16th, right?
I believe so.
Okay, May 16th. So, all right, we on track. Okay, so yeah, man. What's going on, man? How was your week?
Well, we've been good, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just making it day by day, man. How your week been?
Week was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Week was cool. Shit, weather was a little fucked up a little bit, but you know, them Bucks got the city in a frenzy, know. Baby. Hey, it's in a frenzy.
Gotta go down there tomorrow. They probably even know we were from
it's
Milwaukee.
It's lit. Milwaukee is lit right now.
Man.
It's lit for show, man. Like, we
all to enjoy it now?
Yeah. Like, because when they won it back in 71, like, I was, what, negative 16 or some shit like
but,
that?
But even when they made it to 01, when they made it to the conference final.
You talking about with Sam Cassell and Ray Allen? But
yeah,
team was trash to me. I ain't like them, bro.
I like them, though, bro.
I ain't like them at all,
you a Laker
bro.
Fan, so.
Yeah. But I just don't. I'm a Laker fan, but I like this Bucks team. That's like true. Giannis. You see what I'm saying? So I can't really say that.
You Cassell, never like Ray?
Cassell was trash to me. Ray Allen was only one-dimensional. Big Dog was a poor man's version of Carmelo Anthony, like...
No, wait. He came before Carmelo, so...
Exactly. That's why I said you was first, and you was the poor man's version. That means you was really... You wasn't that good to me, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I'm cool on all of them players. Tim Thomas off the bench.
I like Tim Thomas.
Irvin Johnson. He was cool, but then you got Irvin Johnson.
Hey, look.
I was just... And then Sam Cassell was just so trash to me, bro.
Man, he got bars, though.
I feel like...
All the rappers gave him bars.
Bro, I feel like Middleton is damn near better than Big Dog.
Big Dog?
I think Middleton is better than Big Dog.
I ain't gonna go there, bro.
I think Brogdon is better than Sam Cassell. That's a fact.
Sam?
50, 40, 90. Only in his second year? Yeah, he better than dude. He better than dude. I'm sorry, bro. His game, all he did was that pump fake 10 times and then shoot it from the baseline. He didn't. You never really seen him penetrate and dish off. Like, his game was just basic, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Cassell actually got on some team and improved. Like, he got to Milwaukee. He improved Milwaukee. He was here for the short stay. Then he went to Minnesota, and he got the best Minnesota team that they had under KG.
Man, that was KG, too, and Sprewell, okay, bro. Come on.
They were there before Sam Cassell. It's funny how Sam Cassell could always be a part of Big 3.
You say he could always be a part of a Big 3?
Yeah.
You know. Was they really a Big 3, bro?
Who?
I don't know if there was no Big 3.
Who?
That was KG team.
Okay.
He had some good supporting cast. Right, Ola McCandy.
All right, but what about all the
Wally Zerbiak?
Yeah, you know what he had? We had him before that. Always first round exit. He didn't get out the first round too. He had, too. He was fucking.
That's true. That's true.
Cassell,
that's
true.
Because that was because they played them in the second round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the conference finals?
Who?
When they played, when the Lakers played the Timberwolves,
that was the finals.
That was the conference finals, right? Yeah, because they beat the Spurs, and that's when Derek Fisher hit that shot.
Before KG went to Boston, that's the furthest he ever made it in the playoffs.
Yep, that's true. And I think they beat them in what, 6 or 5?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Still though, back to off this Bucks team. Listen, Giannis is better than all three of them put together.
I give you that.
He better than all three of them. He better than all three of them.
I like Ray Allen, one of my favorite players. You know what I'm saying? That's the first player I really got introduced to.
But you know what though? A lot of people in the city, I've been seeing a lot of people post this about bandwagon. You know what? Listen, ain't nobody been cheering for the Bucks these last 15 years faithfully, bro. So you know what? If you was born here, you get to get a half a ring. You get a half one. You get to celebrate half of it.
Okay,
now, I ain't gonna sit here in front and say I was rooting for them last year. If they would have played my team, I would never root for them. So okay. They not playing my team, so I'm rooting for them. You see what I'm saying?
I rooted against the Boston last year.
Yeah, me too.
I always root for them, but like.
But I'm saying if they would have played my team, okay. I would never rooted for them. Right. You know what I mean? But now they not playing my team. It's my team out of it, so.
Hey, where your loyalty would have led if it would have went against the Cavs?
You talking with LeBron?
Yeah.
That's tough. All
right. Hey, I go like that tough with me too.
I probably would have had to go with the Bucks, bro, because LeBron already had 3 rings.
Yeah, you're right.
So I look at it like that, bro.
But it's still tough though. You have to think about that though.
Yeah.
You be waiting. Yeah. You be like,
Because listen, real talk. I've been on this Giannis train. For about 5 years now, bro. Like, it's, bro, about 3-4 years ago. Remember when they had first drafted Jabari Parker?
Yeah.
A lot of my folks are like, it's his team and he the best player. I'm like, no, y'all ain't seeing this dude.
Yeah, nah.
Giannis? That's when they couldn't say his name. Antetokounmpo. So I've been saying, Giannis is the shit. And, bro, and look how he developed, like 6'10", bro. Only thing is he can't shoot.
Hey, but he's starting to get it.
Nah, he not.
He hit games when he.
He's about to get Toronto game one.
Not Toronto.
He's about to get Boston. Boston. Yeah, he was shooting. I think he shot like 43% from three.
Yeah, and he was. You know what I'm saying? This was like he was just shooting like one a game. He was shooting like 3-4 and make like a 3-4 a game. Like, I ain't saying like he gonna be a dead eye shooter though, but like even to be at a LeBron level at 3-point. Pointer, you know what I'm saying? It's still a vast improvement that he ever been.
Yeah, of course. It made the defense play honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They had to be honest. They couldn't just wall him off like they've been doing. Like, that's all they doing. They walling him off and making sure he shoot. And real talk, if I was any of these opposing teams, if I was Toronto or possibly Golden State, I ain't going to talk about the Trailblazers, bro. That's just... I want to see... They about to get swept, though, bro. They about to get swept. They talking... Dudes... This is random, but CJ McCollum was talking all that shit about talking on the podcast, talking about, dude, I just hate it when you join Golden State, and I hate it when DeMarcus Cousins join Golden State, because we got to play them. Y'all still not going to beat them without them, though. They don't have them, and you just got smashed. So you ain't going to beat them regardless.
But I see if you was beating them
without them.
But I understand where they were coming from, though, because...
No, I understand what you're talking about, but it don't... His point don't hold weight.
But like
because you can't beat them without those players.
But think about it.
You can't beat them, period.
But think about Kevin Durant with somewhere else, or stay with Russell, or DeMarcus Cousins would have went somewhere else, or whatever. The league would have been so much competitive, though.
No.
Yeah,
That's not my argument.
But you said...
My argument is, you was complaining about that team was getting stacked because of DeMarcus Cousins and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Because you had to play that team.
Yeah.
Okay, those two players not on the team no more. And you still getting waxed.
All right, we got to see what happened today. So
yeah, we're going to see. Yeah, they playing right now, actually.
True. That one game.
But that's back to the Bucks, though. So if I was playing the Bucks, so if I was either the Raptors or possibly Golden State, right? Dude, I'm not letting Brogdon. I'm not letting Lopez, and I'm not letting Middleton shoot. I'm putting my defenders, stay home on them. Don't worry about these other players. Bledsoe and Giannis, I want them to shoot. I want them to shoot 33s each.
But Middleton,
He could create his own shot.
Yeah, he could shoot. He could make contested shots.
But you got to think about it. You know who's going to be holding him, though, right?
Clay.
No, no, no. I'm talking about what? Toronto.
Oh, you talking about Claude. Yeah, he be holding him.
Yeah, Kawhi holding him. So I ain't got to worry about nothing like that.
Yeah.
He ain't crazy. Listen, ain't nobody creating shit on on Kawhi.
Let me stop that shit. Cause I'm being preachers of the moment, dog. And I look ahead. I can't look ahead. Toronto is in front of us right now.
Toronto is in front of us.
And that's going seven.
That's going seven, bro.
What? You think so?
Yeah. When you got the best player in the world on the court, you got a chance, bro. They was up 15 in the first quarter, and people was talking about.
Well, you got to think about.
Bledsoe didn't have a good game. They was trying to say.
I thought I didn't let that slide, bro. Kyle Lowry played his ass off. You ain't getting no game like that, Kyle Lowry.
Well, look, he the only one. If you look at Siakam, he had a bad game.
He did.
Kawhi shot horribly from the field.
Kawhi with these.
Gasol wasn't that good. Yeah. Danny Green wasn't that good. The bitch wasn't that good.
Yeah, bro. And they was winning.
So they had no production from his supporting cast, and Kawhi was shooting a bad percentage, and they still had a lead the whole game.
Shit, motherfucker. Hey, Giannis.
And Brooke Lopez had an incredible ass game. Giannis had a good ass game.
He had a decent game.
24.
That's decent.
That's him, though.
The light work.
No, that's his average.
No, his average is like 20, what, 7, 8?
Nah. Yes, he ain't at 27, 28. Hell no.
Yes, he is.
He like 24, bro. He averaged 24.
Bro,
it's a fact. Look it up. I'm just saying that's a fact. He's sub 25. You say he over 25? I'm saying he under 25. That's a fact, bro. Y'all take that long, look it up. Look it up. All
right, but keep going, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, but that's what I'm saying, bro. They got a good ass game from Lopez. They got a good ass game from Brogdon. They got a good ass game from Giannis. And they barely won. They had to come back to win because they didn't have a lead the whole game, bro. Outside the third quarter, I think went about one, but then Toronto took the lead.
27.7, bro.
He averaged 27.7.
I told you that, bro. I like 27, 28, bro.
He did have a 50 piece against you.
Bro, what the hell are you talking about, bro?
I let you get that one. You got that one. I could have sworn he couldn't have been in the playoffs. He averaged 24.
I don't know. No, not in the playoffs either.
What you looking at? Let me see, bro. Hold on. Let me verify. It's Weeklypedia, bro. Come on, but look at the regular, bro.
No,
I'm joking. Yeah, he averaged 27. He averaged 27 last year.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, my bad, Giannis.
He said 24. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
I thought he was at 24, bro.
No, he better than that.
No, because he was average. Because, bro. Because James Harden was averaging 10
more.
That's 2 years ago. No, this year he was averaging 10 more points than him.
He must increase it.
He ain't averaging no 37. Where you get that from? We about to check that, bro.
Because
when in the MVP race, they was comparing their numbers. And then James Harden was averaging almost 10 points more than him a game.
We could do this for the that's my referee, man. Look, you know what I'm saying? Said the same thing, bro. Nothing changed. You lie on this.
So he must be averaging 35. So look up James Harden. Did James Harden average 35?
Yeah, probably. You know what I'm saying? Hell on. But yeah.
But anyway, that shit don't matter. Look, listen. He, what, three less points? Come on. He missed the three points.
He missed three free throws.
He missed a few. That's what I'm saying. So he missed three free throws. So that's what you're saying, that he would have got his average. So I'm just saying, he did what he usually do.
Hey, you said,
Kyle Lowry was the only one that had an incredible game. He the only one that had a good game. So I just named you three, because I don't think Kawhi had.
That's stack up. You're right. That's stack up.
What?
That's what you average.
Oh, he averaged 36 for the year.
So about 10 points.
Okay. I didn't know he was that high at 36.
I didn't know either.
I thought he was like 35, 34. That's why I said 10 points. I knew that. I stamped that in my memory. But yeah, going back to so I named you three players that the Bucks had. They had good games. Better or at least they average, right? I'm only naming you one player for Toronto that had an incredible game, which was Kyle Lowry. Kawhi didn't have a good game, bro.
He didn't.
He only had, what, 2 points in the fourth quarter? And he missed a lot of shots.
I feel like,
And everybody else, Danny Green, Siakam, was 6-for-20. Like, bro, they was not that good. And they was dominating the whole game. On the road. Game one. It's going seven.
I don't think it's
going
seven.
And Kawhi's the best player. And Kawhi's the best player in the world right now.
Nah. I feel like it's Giannis right now.
You think Giannis is better than Kawhi?
Yeah,
literally, right now.
Right now.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Let's stack it up then. Okay. Right. Let's do it like a combine. Okay. Let's do it like a combine, right? Because
yeah,
we don't want to do accolades because we already know Kawhi got
more
beat.
Accolade. Yeah, he got more.
Everything.
He got more.
Experience, yes. Rings.
Yeah, rings.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Play under somebody. Who didn't have to really have to lead a team to like a couple years ago? But go ahead.
Well, I got to do anything. And okay. Rodgers did the same thing. He played under Brett Favre and he had to lead a team.
Well, it's when he got not really because he was on the
apprenticeship,
field.
So he's at apprenticeship.
Yeah, he was on the field.
He's on the field.
He was on the field taking notes. He wasn't playing. You know what I'm saying? Kawhi
he was
playing.
Come on, bro. He was scout team quarterback.
Shit,
I'm just saying he helped that. That was going to the
no,
team.
No, he was like, hey, Brett
he just
Favre.
He just couldn't beat that. Know, he just wasn't better than that old man.
He said Brett Favre.
He wasn't better than that old man. That's what it was.
He was better. He better now.
He wasn't better than that old man.
He better now.
No, he's not better than
him. He better.
We ain't gonna do that.
NFL later, though.
Okay, so offensively, who better? Kawhi Leonard or Giannis? Offensively. So let's say shooting. Who could shoot better from the three?
Kawhi.
Who could shoot better from the mid-range?
Kawhi.
Okay. Giannis could go to the rack better.
Yeah.
He could pass better.
Yeah.
But who shoot better free throws?
Kawhi.
Okay. Who more clutch?
We just got
the evidence.
Listen,
he the only person in NBA history to hit a game winning shot in a game seven.
But dog, it's a game winning shot. It's a game seven.
No, not a game winning shot. A buzzer beater. That's different from a game winning shot.
That shot, you can make movies on, dog. That was a movie script.
You know what's crazy, though? I listened to Skip Bayless, and he said that was luck, right?
Yeah.
Because the way it bounced around. Yeah. But did you see the game yesterday?
Yeah.
His shot did the same exact thing. It hit the front of the rim, then it bounced around, then it went in. Did you see that yesterday?
Yeah, I seen that. But
Skip, it ain't luck if you do it more than once.
Skip hate him, dog.
Yeah,
when Skip hates somebody, he dug in.
You understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
It ain't luck if you do it more than once.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? But Shannon, tell the truth.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So he got that. He's more clutch, right?
I give you that.
IQ. Offensive IQ. Who got better basketball IQ? It got to be Kawhi. He got more experience. He learned under a better coach.
It
got
to be Kawhi.
Right? Now, let's go on to... Now, Giannis could pass, but I already said that. He could go to the rack better. So, that's two. So, out of all of those, we just judge these as players, bro.
But I would.
So that's like five. That's like five. Kawhi, look, hold on, bro. He got five. He checked off five boxes. Giannis only checked off two.
No.
So we got to give the edge offensively to Kawhi.
I give overall edge, but like to me, I'll get shooting in his own category because if you can shoot mid-range and three pointers.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
You gotta separate it.
No, but it's shooting.
It's different. No, it's different.
Okay, who lay up better then? See, I can go say
that's going to the rack. No, that's not the same thing.
You said going to the rack.
You ain't going to the rack and shooting from the free throw line though. That's not going to the rack.
But like,
if you shoot a floater from the free throw line, that's not going to the rack.
But you know, but going to the rack is just dunking, layups, and all that shit. So I could use the same shit like going to the rack.
Do the value of that entity get more or less?
I can give you free throw
because listen, bro, free throw is only 1 point, mid range 2 points. Okay. A 3-point is 3 points.
Okay.
So it's different values on those shots.
Oh, but what about
what's the different values?
What about N1? You get more N1s going to the rack,
bro. You tripping now. How do they separate a layup from a dunk as far as points? It's still 2 points.
It's shooting.
So don't do that. No, you're reaching, man.
I ain't reaching. But you know what I'm saying? You reaching by the time.
Why they got different stats for it? Why they say, okay, your mid-range is this. Why they say your three point field goal percentage
still,
is this? They don't be like, oh, your
it's
dunk. Still, they don't do your dunk percentage is 50%, but your layup percentage is 40. They don't do that. Stop it, bro.
But it's still, come it's, on, it's still, man. It's still two different
you
things.
You tripping?
Though. But all right,
because you lost that offensively.
No,
so,
I didn't.
Kawhi. Yes, Kawhi better offensively.
He shoot better.
Come on, he
touch the rim better. Same.
Okay, listen. I just gave you facts. I just gave you point values. I just gave you measurables.
No, you gave point values.
I didn't give you measurables. I gave you measurables. You can't measure You can't tell me the differential between a layup and a dunk as far as like the value of it as far as points. You can't do that. I did that with the mid-range and the three-point and the free throw.
But you know what I'm
saying? I did that.
You could do, you know, you could say that though, but like the art of a layup, even though the point is different, to have that type of art, the art of it, it, you know what I'm saying, it's still skill though. You know what I'm saying? To be able to,
can he lay up? Hold on, can he really lay up better than Kawhi? I don't know if he can lay up. He dunk. He always dunk.
No, he lay up. He lay up.
I don't ever see him lay up. No. Matter of fact, he ain't even got lay up. Kawhi got that. Did you see the way he did the reverse joint against Philly? In that game 6?
Hey, he don't need to do that. He aren't long enough to do that. This.
Yeah, he dunked it. So he don't even lay up.
No, you lost that.
See, no, look,
he aren't.
Now that you made me think about it more, you lost it. See, because I gave it to you.
No.
Because I wasn't really, like, breaking that shit down, analyzing it. No, you lost that.
He grabbed the ball.
Let's go on the other side of the ball, bro. Okay. Because you lost that, bro. You got to take that.
Okay.
Come on, bro. You got
to rebound better.
Is that offense?
Both, really.
No, that's like hustle. That's that offense.
But it's basketball.
That's basketball.
Yeah.
You rebound better.
Yeah.
You rebound better.
You have to block better.
No, that's defense. Let's go on the defense side. Okay. We're on the defense side. Okay. Right. So he blocked better.
Mm-hmm.
He played better, help defense.
Yeah.
Who's still better?
On ball is better. Yeah. You go. I know you've been going there.
Who's still better?
Kawhi.
Who on ball to feel better?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
I'm gonna say I say Kawhi.
Come on, you say no. Defensive player of the year said Kawhi.
Shit, Rihanna might get it this year.
We gotta see.
Rihanna can get that this year.
Well, we gotta see.
So he can this year. Hey, we gotta see.
I'm just saying. What was his nickname? What's Kawhi's nickname?
The Claw.
Right.
Yeah.
That ain't because he played offense good.
Nah, defense.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, bro.
That one he had to worry about at one point.
Listen. The man still listen. The defense is a push. And matter of fact, you know what? I would probably lean towards Kawhi. You know why? Because perimeter defense is harder to defend than, like, on the block.
I ain't gonna lie.
Because can Giannis hold Embiid on the block? Nah.
Nah. They torch each other.
See, now you're going back to the offense because you said they torch each other. No, I'm talking about defense. Who can he shut down in the post that's a premier player? Can he shut down Embiid on the post?
Nah,
yeah. But Kawhi could shut down premier offensive players, bro. Mm. We didn't see him what he did to Durant. We seen what he did to Jimmy Butler.
I'm not calling him the best player, dog.
No, I'm just see. Look,
hey.
You see what facts do?
No.
See, now you just that's being stubborn because you see my shit making sense.
Nah, I just saying I still not calling him the best player, but like he got. I don't think Milwaukee would win 7 games with the 76ers.
He got a better supporting cast.
Think so?
Hell yeah.
Well, I Kyle Lowry.
I'm taking Brogdon over Kyle Lowry by himself. Let's just do the point guards. Let's do because they got Ben Latham, right? I forgot the other dude that like Drake. He like Drake. Right? They got Drake playing point guard and shit. Right? Backup point guard. But I'm taking Brogdon and Bledsoe over their point guards. Hey, right?
I want to do the start. Both of them buff ass niggas.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so let's go to the big man. Right. Lopez or Gasol?
Gasol.
Stop it, bro.
Gasol.
Come on, man.
Gasol. What? Gasol!
What do you have in game one?
Huh?
What do you have in game one?
Who I had winning?
No, game? How many points did Gasol have in game one?
That game one, but
what do you have?
I would think.
What did he have?
I thought Marc Gasol always. Would story be better than Lopez?
I'm talking about this year. I'm not talking about 3 years ago.
I'm talking about
of course Gasol was no. You talking about a career? No,
yeah, I'm talking about career.
No, we judging off this year because this is the year we in right now, player. Come on.
You said who better?
No. Listen, did I do that with Kawhi? Did I try to bring back? He was the Finals MVP and all that. I didn't do that. We just judging these players. If I would have did that, he really would have smoked Giannis.
Nah, all right, but like,
and I'm a Giannis fan.
But this year, yo,
this year, Lopez is better than Gasol, bro. That's a fact. Yes. Yeah. Come on, man.
Hold on. I do want to check these facts, though. I got to see Marc Gasol.
But he had 8 yesterday.
No, I'm talking about yesterday.
Lopez had 30.
That's yesterday, bro. I'm talking about this year.
Now, he didn't have a good series against Boston.
I ain't saying.
But we can do that later, though.
Okay, So don't do that.
No. He got.
We ain't doing games.
Listen,
I'm talking about the whole season, bro.
The world know. The world know who better right now. All your sports, they all gonna say Lopez is better than Gasol.
No, they ain't.
Right now, Gasol. Yeah, for sure. We got anybody.
Mark Brown.
Okay, so now let's go to power forward, right? Mm-hmm. So, who the Bucks got at their power forward?
I don't know.
I got a no name ass dude.
Hold on, wait
a minute. I don't even know.
Wait a minute, dog. Hey, who do they got it for? My store argument is. Who do they have it for? Man, I'm surprised. I'm drawing a blank. But, like, yeah, all right. Well, okay. All right. Small four.
Okay. Kawhi.
Yeah.
We just proved that, bro. Come on, we just had the evidence. We don't need to go back on it. I just gave you the evidence. You didn't give me no evidence. You gave me all opinion. I gave you facts.
It was too much facts.
So now,
you gave me that COVID
point guard. Point guard. I don't know, Lowry and Bledsoe.
They didn't watch.
But then you got to factor in the bench too and the coaching, bro.
Yeah.
The Bucks got all of that, bro. Yeah. And they just matchups is different too, bro. I think the Bucks match up better with Philly. But Toronto though too. Bro,
I think Philly match up better with the Bucks, though.
He did do.
I think that would have been a tougher matchup.
That's true. Then Toronto. But then Toronto got Kawhi though, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I'm just saying. He got a better supporting cast. Giannis got a better supporting cast.
Okay.
And he limited offensively, bro. You know that. Can that same defense hold Kawhi? Could the way they holding Giannis, could they do that to Kawhi? Leave him open like that?
No.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But, man, we put like 20-something minutes on that. We were just talking about how we was feeling for the week.
Yeah,
that's cool. So, shout outs to the Bucks. I'm not going to say that Fear the Deer. I think that shit corny. Yeah. Fear the Deer.
I actually got a poster in my trunk.
Really? Fear the Deer? I'm cool on Fear the Deer.
Fear the Deer, bro.
Now, Let It Fly, I like that slogan. Let It Fly, because they be shooting a lot of threes. Let It Fly, I feel like that's dope. But that Fear the Deer, that's
actually
corny.
Actually, Giannis is marked as the power forward.
Yeah. Okay. But he like a point forward, though.
Man, listen, he kind of... Well, that way we got it.
So, let's get back. Let's shout out the song in the beginning of the podcast, which was Papoose featuring Remy Ma. Black Excellence couple at its finest. Shout outs to them. It was called The Golden Child. And I want to give some big ups to Papoose and Remy Ma. Shout outs to Remy Ma for coming back out of that bid and being able to hold stuff down and be productive and be just like, you know what I mean? Just real dope shit.
I want to come out this situation she gonna...
I don't really know too much about that, so I ain't gonna comment on that. Shout outs to Papoose. Listen, I be telling people this, bro. I feel like Papoose is like how they just say he a great ass husband.
Can't stand him.
They say he a great ass husband, right?
He is.
But I'm just not gonna minimize him like that. I think he's a great ass spouse.
Yeah.
Cause he better than some wives out here too, as far as like holding down your significant other.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it, bro. Think about it. What? There's plenty of dudes that go to jail. And they chick don't hold him down the way he held down his spouse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then when she come out and then give her a proper wedding and proper proposal I actually watched Love and Hip Hop during that time.
I don't know no woman that held down a man. And I got people that's locked up and you got people that's locked up and we know the stress that they go through. I don't know no woman that held down a man for 7-8 years faithfully.
It's so crazy that he has
no hiccups. That's crazy.
It's crazy that he that famous and even people know his name.
And he got the celebrity.
Yeah. So if it was, you think you know some shit would come out just to show Remy like, nah, he wasn't that.
Yeah,
you don't even get that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So like, I feel like they kind of minimize when they just say he just a great husband. I just think he overall great. Significant other.
No, you gonna say no? I mean, hey, like when a girl like you need to get your papoose. I'm like, damn.
Hey, listen. I ain't know what. I ain't gonna hate on him.
I ain't
you know
hate
what?
Like,
we gotta commend him for that.
I commend him
because
though. Hey, he a strong man. Because
you had did that. But you know what though? I did hear that they married, so he did get conjugal visits.
Yeah,
once
that's
a month.
True. That
makes it a little easier.
Hey, that's normal though.
But it make it a little. Don't get me wrong. I'm still giving them full credit.
No.
It do make it a little easier.
It do make it a little. But as I said, once a month when you marry, shit, that's a lot.
Exactly. That's what I was just saying. It's Mary Cats that's on a drought. Like, you know what I mean?
A drought. I was like, damn, what's up for 8 years? Shit, that's a lot like that.
No, it really ain't that I think about. Think about having to get it in a couple of times in that list. Yeah. So you might get about three rounds in that one session, though.
Yeah, bro.
You might even get five. Because you got a whole month build up.
You know how, but like the dedication, dog, of the, just having a mate that like
and to hold down the family too.
Hold down everything, dog. Just
I don't listen. I don't think he getting his proper his proper roses. How you say get you the roses while they're here. I don't think he getting his proper props, bro. He need his proper props.
A lot of dudes. Well, even when a girl try to do this shit, like, man, I already know what you're gonna do, but like this dude, especially how what people view how males is for him to actually do this shit, because you never see a male in this role, dog. Like he is, dog. And to see that he really was, he stand up like that, dog. That's crazy, dog.
Yeah.
You never see a male in this role, dog. What a woman like up for years in the male, you know what I'm saying? At home, to keeping this shit down, and you know what I'm saying, being faithful at the same time, you never see that shit. To see him do that shit, hey, he struggled in shit. Most male or female, dog.
That's a fact, man. Yeah, man, like that's what I even got to like contemplate now. Like, could I have did that?
Yeah, that's hard.
And I look at myself as a pretty stand up, you know what I'm saying, good dude. But that's tough, bro.
That's tough.
So let's get so shout outs to Papoose, man. Give you your proper props. So, but the reason why we played that song, because in the news today, like it's a lot going on with, I guess, some laws down south that got approved about abortion.
About abortion.
And the reason why we played the Golden Child, because that's what people are killing when you do an abortion. You killing Golden Childs. Now listen, I'm pro-life. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If a woman, we can't tell a woman what to do with her body. We just can't. Like, I came to the realization of that because she the one that has to bear that child. She the one that has to bear that 9 months of pregnancy. She the one that has to go through that labor. She the one that has to go through the snapback. She got to go through all of these cravings and hot flashes and doctor's appointments and being a nurturer, bro. She got to go through that. So I feel like no one else has that right to make that decision for her body but herself.
All right. This is my thoughts about it. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but this is my thoughts about it. That, to me, that child that in her belly is innocent. That child never, you know what I'm saying, didn't ask to be brought here, never asked to be here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to interrupt you. Go ahead.
But then, you know what I'm saying, that child never asked to be here. But shit, because you were careless, so this child life.
You can't say all situations is like that.
But I, you know, I can't say all.
More than likely. How I'm feeling, as far as like rape and things of that nature.
See, that's the point.
That's the gray area.
Yeah, that's the gray area. But I feel like that area is not as huge and not huge as, you know what I'm saying, people who just using the shit as birth control, basically, dog. And now how I look at it, a lot of people use this at birth. It's people who had like 7-8 abortions just because, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say 7-8, but like 3 or 4 abortions just because, hey, they wasn't ready. So like this life is cut short. You'll never know what the child could have been. Think about this. The reason why I point dude out, because he more in the eye. Kind of Kaepernick, right? We all know he was adopted, right? His mom gave him up.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? She felt like she wasn't ready to have him.
Yeah.
She could have terminated.
Yeah.
She could have ended his life.
Yeah.
That could have been her choice. And this, like,
but when you make that point, you also got to make the vice versa. You got to, what if Jeffrey Dahmer?
You're going to have some Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm just saying, what if Jeffrey Dahmer?
You're going to have some of them.
What if Eric Holder was adopted?
But maybe he
would not. We would still have a great legend here.
We could have new legends. We could have somebody who would cure cancer.
No, I'm talking about because he took He took the life of Nipsey.
Yeah,
that's so I'm true. Saying, like, he did, dude brought bad into the world. So I understand what you're saying, but we gotta be fair. But yeah, it could have been some good in the world. Yeah, yes, that baby could have brought some good in the world, but also another baby could have brought some bad into the world. Yeah. That was just saying, you gotta just be able to be fair with it. But I see what you're saying, but listen, more than likely, I'm talking about in a sense of like rape. What you feel about that? Like, because I feel like if a woman gets raped, come on now, like that's trauma. I know the baby is innocent, but like you just said, the woman was careless. She wasn't careless in that.
All right, in case of that, I could see that. I could understand that. If you know what I'm saying, if they would oppose a law for that, I want to be like, oh well, disagree with as they is right now. But on top of that shit, though, at the same token. That baby is still innocent. Even when they call out, you know what I'm saying? Like that, oh, you know what I'm saying? You could go through it, had it, give it up. And that baby, you know, life to me is precious, bro. Living is precious.
It's a blessing.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You get up, you thank God just to if breathe you really air,
think about it, like, I think I did some research on, like, with babies. Like, when the sperm cells is traveling to the egg,
mm-hmm.
so the baby could be, conceived, dog, it's like three, I think they said it's like 3,000 sperm cells. Like, everybody that's on this earth had to beat out 2,999 other cells.
Exactly.
To get to the, like, we all was racing. And yeah. I won my race. You yeah. won your race.
Yes.
My two boys won their race.
Somebody cut that.
I understand that. But it's still the woman that has to bear the child, bro.
Okay. But you're going to say, okay, she do have to bear the child.
That's like, and then sometimes, like, being pregnant is risky, too. Like, sometimes.
Getting an abortion is risky.
Abortion, as far as, like, life or death?
Not life or death, but it could be.
I'm just saying, certain pregnancies is life or death.
But you're going to say, it could be life or death, but it also could harm you forever having a baby again. So you can get an abortion and not be able to have a baby later.
That's not
on.
Life or death. You can still live here. I'm just saying, as far as giving, there's women that die giving birth, bro.
I know that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that. So that's life or death.
So what about that instance?
Even people who try, you know what I'm saying? The same cause, but it's not. I don't know the immortality rate of, you know what I'm saying, a female who died versus people who, females that alive. I don't know.
But we know for a fact that
it's there.
It's not a lot of people that had abortions that died. It's not a lot of women that died from complications afterwards. Okay, but you can still come. You can recover from that. You can't recover from death. But we know it's plenty. It's numerous in multiple cases where women have died trying to give birth.
But numerous not the case of a female who can't even give birth.
You're missing it though, bro. Like, yeah. you're missing the point. You're missing the point. I'm saying the point is, it's life or death when it comes to giving birth to a child. It's not life or death by having an abortion. So that's what I'm saying. It's a life risk at that as well. So what I'm saying, like,
that's the point. Like, you know, I know what you're saying. I don't know. I never look up the abortion. I don't think it's that. I look at it, then you gonna say that child, you gonna say that child still to me, that's still an innocent life, bro. So you're saying, oh man, I just gonna terminate because it could be a risk, it might be a risk in my life. You know, so your doctor could tell you it's gonna be a complicated pregnancy or not. You know what I'm saying? But it's not a big percent of that, though. You know what I'm saying? You take a small percent and try to magnify it and try to make it, you know what I'm saying, that brawl, like, oh, this is why they could get an abortion, because it's a chance that they could die, a small percent.
Not
chance.
Only that, though, but it's their body, though. So it's their life that's at risk.
Yeah, but it was their body.
And they have the 9 months.
But bro.
They have to bear a child for 9 months.
Yeah, but like, it was still their choice. It was a choice.
In certain cases, they're going to take a small percent,
trying to make it larger than the bigger percent.
Oh, okay. So, have ever been a time where people got pregnant even using a condom?
Yes.
So they was using protection. They was being careful, and they still got pregnant.
But everybody know what comes with sex.
But the percentages of getting pregnant while using a condom is very low, right?
Everybody know where to come with sex. And to destroy a life just because you know, just because
I'm pro life.
I'm always
I'm pro human. Like human get to make their own decisions in their life.
But to have a decision to kill at the end of the day, that
it shouldn't come down from somebody. It shouldn't come down from a regulation. Right. It should come down from a law.
But that
is that law gonna help provide for that child?
Bro, killing is a law. At the end of the day, killing is a law. It matter what you trying to, how the way you trying to minimize that shit, killing is a law. And you know what I'm saying? And you destroying other.
So plan B as well too, right? That's killing.
That before the heartbeat. Heartbeat tell you with life attacked it. And I can agree with that.
But a heartbeat is gonna if you don't take it, you're stopping the heartbeat before it could happen. So what's the difference?
Plan B.
I'm just saying. You stopping a heartbeat before it can happen. If you don't use that plan B, you know a heartbeat is gonna be coming.
So you
killed it before it could get to that point. Come on, bro.
I view plan B as another form of birth control. You know what I'm saying? It's just another form. Like you ain't
no.
When you take plan B, you're not even.
You know, you're killing that cell because I'm cell.
Because
you gotta take it within 2 days. They say it take about 72 hours about 72 hours for the sperm to travel to the egg to drop to make the baby, right?
Yeah.
You only could take it within that window. So it's going to kill those cells. And those cells are babies. So I'm just saying, you stopping a heartbeat before it could get to a heartbeat.
Right now.
So what you say about that?
Bro, that's just
preventative is.
This is like
birth control is more like it puts up like a wall.
It puts up a wall. Yeah,
the plan B.
That reassure.
It goes in.
Yeah, that reassures.
It kills.
Yeah, it does.
It kills.
It does. I can understand that.
But, so birth control puts up a wall.
But like, I feel like, you're kind of butt. Oh, they take plan B, whatever. And I could agree with it. But once a life, well, hey,
no, bro.
But once a life is living, breathing in your fucking body, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what you did. I'm sorry. You know what you did. You understand what you did. You got a baby. You know what I'm saying? You got a baby coming. Hey. I'm ready for that life to live than die. You know what I'm saying? I'm just pro-life regardless, dog. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You're a religious man. Who, you know what I'm saying? Who for human to play God?
Who said we playing God?
You the only thing abortion.
It ain't my decision.
But you know I'm saying. But you were saying.
It's her decision. What I'm saying is I can't force you to do something out of your will. I can't force you. It's your body. So I'm not playing God. God giving everybody their own will.
Okay.
She got her own will.
That's true.
So she can do that at her willing.
But it's
that's all I'm saying.
But it's a law. When you gonna say so? You don't think that causing death, and it's a law against causing death.
I'm just saying if someone attacks you in Florida, you got the right to stand your ground.
Yes. The baby didn't attack you.
No, what I'm saying is, you could.
The baby didn't attack you, bro.
No, I'm not saying that, bro.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not saying. Kind of, it depends. If you have high risk, the baby is attacking. It's attacking your well-being of living. If you have the baby, though. I'm just saying. If you want to get technical,
we're going
with
small percentage right now.
I'm just saying. No, but you going technical.
No, I'm not.
You trying to get technical.
No, I'm talking about overall, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's overall, regardless. You taking a small percentage.
But no, but you. My point wasn't even that, though. My point was that when you stand your ground, and say, for instance, you shoot someone one time, right? Mm. Once. Or you shoot them 10 times, it's the difference between shooting to kill and shooting to harm.
Yeah.
So you got the will to shoot to harm, you got the will to shoot to kill. But you still gonna get off either way because you were standing your ground.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to see how that shit even. All right, whatever. But like, look. But look. At the end of the day, that's still a fucking life you carry. This thing is still a life. It's still gonna be a person. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Killing that person.
I don't agree with it. All I'm saying is, I don't agree with killing the baby.
But do you agree with a law with killing?
Of course.
Okay, then so why?
But there's certain circumstances that you could be able to kill. You should be able to kill.
So you kill an innocent baby?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in life. Like, okay, I thought you were saying hypothetically.
Okay, you're talking about just life, period.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm
saying? Your life threat?
Yeah, of course. Or your family's life threat? Yeah. Any of that, right?
I agree with that.
Well, okay, but what I'm saying is, it's their decision. It's their choice, bro.
We can't do everything our choice, bro. And you know what I'm saying?
We can. Bro. That's our free will, too. Yeah, that's their right. You have rights.
Yeah, but we all got consequences for even doing our free will.
So you think they should have consequences of getting an abortion?
For that killing a life, bro. Bro, that terminate a life, bro. Regardless of how you thinking about it, it terminate a life. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if I get in the car.
What about a rape scenario, though? You ain't really expound upon that. What about a rape scenario?
I can
live with that.
I can live with that. You know what I'm saying?
But you're still killing a life.
Huh?
But you're still killing a life.
Like, but you know what I'm saying?
But you're still killing a life.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, you're not being consistent.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. If the law was in effect, you know what I'm saying? All right, we excuse rape victims and shit, you know what I'm saying, from the list. I understand it's the traumatic part. So me, as a human being, my conscience was like, all right, I can understand it. But if they would say, like, if they say either or, you know what I'm saying? If they say either or, I still agree. Because, like, dog, I don't know. I'm telling you right now, me living my life, being able to live, you know what I'm saying, enjoying life, and you telling me, my mama's circumstances would have changed. Like, if she would have got raped and had me, or right virgin, would I still want to live? Yes, my choice would be to live. You got to think about that. What y'all, you know what I'm saying? You could have got terminated. We could all could have got that, bro. We here because our mom chose to have us. But think about it. If she was chose not to, you'd be like, all right, cool, mom. You know,
that's something that they have to deal with. Yeah. Right? They have to deal with the guilt of getting an abortion just because they had a slip up or significant other. But that's their
that child don't have to live though. That child don't get the, you know, that child don't have to, you know, be able to live. Like, yeah, you can deal with the guilt. Yeah, I understand that.
You can't make decisions for other people.
Hold on,
bro.
But you can
deal. You just can't.
You can never make a decision. You can't make a decision for somebody to,
especially for something that holds that much weight.
Bro,
that's a big responsibility.
Bro, I'm not trying
to justify them getting an abortion. But you can't, like, disallow them to.
Bro, that's murder, bro. At the end of the day, it's murder. It's you killing somebody. No matter if you carrying it, whatever.
That's their choice.
So women get the choice to kill.
To have abortion, yes.
That's killing, regardless of...
Yeah.
You crazy?
It's their choice. It's their body. It's within their body, though.
Yeah, but they carry a life in their body. We can't carry that.
But they own that. They own that life.
How they own that life? If the male help provide for that life, because they can't have a life without us. So we don't have no say. So a woman can kill.
Is the male pregnant?
Why the male got to be pregnant, though?
I'm just saying because it's in their body.
But
it's in their body. So it's not in the male body.
It don't have to be in the male body. It's a life.
So I'm saying the father don't have. Listen, and I got two kids.
I got three.
Yeah, I don't think the father don't really become a father until the baby is born.
I don't.
You can't do nothing for the baby until it's born. What could you do for that baby?
No, I had to do nothing for the baby. You still that father. You still.
What could you do for the baby while she's pregnant? Support her. Yeah. That's all you got to do is support her.
Yeah. But, like, at the end of the day, that baby's still yours regardless.
You don't have no rights.
So you're telling me...
The man don't have no rights over the baby while she's pregnant?
So a woman can...
The man don't have no rights.
Hold on. So you really think a woman is able just to murder off kids as well as they think? Kid, and this is life, bro. They haven't did nothing to deserve this. And they could just murder them just because, I did something irresponsible. And
you just name it. Stop saying that one scenario because it's more than just one. You keep trying to use the irresponsible to kind of try to shed light on that.
That's 90%, bro. That's 90%.
That's not 90%.
Yes, it is, bro.
What's your 90%, source? What's
bro.
Your source?
Bro, we could.
Where's your .gov at?
Bro.
We could. Where's your .gov?
Well, I need a .gov, bro. You think.
You going
think,
off you, of. You think just going.
Hold up, bro. You think not. You think what? It's 50-50 rape and 50-50 unresponsible
freedom? No, bro? I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to just say a number bro, like that.
Bro, it's really, literally not. It's really probably 90-10,
you
bro.
Assuming. That's assuming.
Bro, my assumption is normally you're right dead on, bro.
Ain't stop it, bro. It come really on, how many times I embodied you? Come on, bro.
How? You just, I just
bought one. You just got one.
Bro, I bought
and
you
I was still
time.
Right with the 10 points because James Harden
averaged 10 points. Bro, you confused on the point. I said, I know with Giannis. I didn't care about you, James.
No, I was saying, that's what I said. That's
I said dead at 28.
That's what I was basing it off of.
No, well, you were wrong.
But I was right about the 10 points.
Damn there. You know what I'm saying? You got to think. When you really think about it, it's like, nah, right.
Come on, bro. Like, you still ain't. No, let's miss me with that, bro.
But look, the point is, that's still a living creature, bro. That's still a living person.
Of course. So,
of course. You know what I'm saying? So you tell
listen,
me.
We got I'm not disagreeing with you as far as it's a human that baby deserves to live. I'm not disagreeing with you with that.
So you telling
I'm
me,
disagreeing so that me, you can't tell a woman what to do with her body. That's what I'm disagreeing
I tell
with.
You, I could tell you not you to can't, murder.
But that's her body, though.
So she could murder.
Yes, within her body. It's her body. It's her choice.
Bro, and you run. You reason why the black community is driven it now. Because.
What you mean?
Because. What do you think about? What do you think when they held the abortion community? In our community. It's a reason why our number is lower than the Hispanic. You think. You don't think all this systematically is geared
have
to us?
Have you ever been through abortion?
Yes.
How many?
One.
Okay.
And once I did
and
that.
And I done been through. Three.
I don't care how many
and I listen, no. And I've been through three. And I'm not saying I'm justifying it, but what I'm saying is I had no right to tell that woman what to do with the baby.
I did.
And what happened? She got the abortion.
No.
Right? What about the? So you agreed on the first one then?
You gonna say at first? You gonna say at first? I went along with the woman the first one.
Okay.
I went along. But the second,
why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I felt like we wasn't in the financial situation to have it, and we wasn't.
And
there.
How old were you?
I was 20, you know what I'm saying? I was 24. And I felt like, 24, 23. I felt like we wasn't in the financial situation to have it. And then, dog, once I was sitting in that abortion clinic, dog, and seeing my baby, the barbaric way of my baby getting sucked through a tube, seeing her blood and guts going through that shit, dog, it's nowhere in hell I would allow another one of my kids.
You seen the baby
yeah.
go through the tube.
I didn't see the baby, but I know that with my baby going through there. I know that with my baby. You know what I'm saying?
I know that
with my child going through there. And it's nowhere in hell that I would say, you know what I'm saying, when I see that shit.
But what about, you know what about the woman, though? Right? What about the woman, though?
She cried.
Yeah, right?
She cried afterwards. For not having the baby.
Okay, but where did they suck the baby up from? Her body, right?
Yeah.
And that's her body. That's her property.
Yeah. It's her body,
you
her
can't
body.
Tell somebody what to do on their property.
You can't
tell somebody what to do on their property. That's their property. Look at it like that. Say if you got a home invasion in your house, right?
So, baby,
so back to my point.
So,
that baby, was made.
So an innocent life is a home invasion now.
You're
not, okay.
You're not letting me finish.
I know you're
just
saying.
I'm trying to give you an analogy.
I know exactly what you're going.
Yeah, right. So from what I was saying earlier, that's what I was setting you up with. You were saying, remember I was saying you can shoot the harm, you can shoot the kill. Some people shoot the harm, some people shoot the kill. Yeah. Right? Can the police tell you what to do on your property if you got an invasion? Right? You can shoot the harm, you can shoot the kill.
Certain states, they do. New York, they do.
What they say, you can't shoot the kill?
No. You can't shoot.
Even in self-defense in your house?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes. Look it up, bro.
So, they say don't shoot. They say don't even have a gun.
You don't totally even have a gun.
You can have a gun at your house in New York.
You can't.
In self-defense? Yes, you can. That's what Troy Ave. So, Troy Ave going through right now.
Look it up.
He going through self-defense.
Look it up.
At a public place.
Look it up.
You think you're not going to get...
Look it up, bro.
It's self-defense everywhere, bro.
It's funny because... Hold on.
It's self-defense everywhere,
bro. Joe Budden podcast just went through this shit. We'll talk about this a couple weeks ago.
And ain't self-defense.
No. And not y'all? No. We gonna you can look, go ahead.
And Google right there on your phone. My phone. I got the joint on there.
Yeah, but like no, we can go and revisit that shit on that time.
Okay, yeah, it is coming down.
Yeah, coming down to the wire. But like, yeah, you can like yeah, they could tell you it's laws that could prevent you from
what I'm saying. They can't home, bro. On your property, they can't tell you what to do on your property.
As a homeowner, they can tell you. So all right, see. This is funny to me because you
see,
said,
hold on, I got it right here. Listen.
Hold on.
You a renter. They can tell you what to do on their property if you just renting it there, right? And that's the father. Right. The father, and they just renting the baby at the woman's body as their property. They a renter. But the woman, she's the owner. She owns it. She makes the final choice of what she want to do with her property, which is her body.
All right, bro.
I'm going to leave it like that.
Hold on. I can really counter this shit and make you seem crazy. Bro, this is my house, right? Where we at? We at my house, right?
Yeah.
So can I walk up and kill BJ? Kill my kids right now? Come on, bro. No. Cause the same goddamn thing. Cause you trying to make it like it's evasion and all that shit. But can I walk up and commit murder right now in my house?
No, it's your son.
Or anybody. Can I could walk up my house, my name on this house. Can I walk up and commit any murder right now and not go to jail, bro?
I see you trying to base it off. Okay.
No, you're right.
No, but you're missing. Yeah, listen, Listen, you're missing the point.
No, because you said she owned this shit. You can do whatever you own, right?
You can do whatever you want on your property.
I can't do whatever I want on my property, bro.
That's coming, bro.
It's the same fucking thing. That's weird, bro. The innocent. And that's weird, too. You're talking about a female killing an innocent life, bro. Cause I can see your whole damn narrative and flip it on top of your head, and I just did.
Bro, you talking about a 10-year-old child.
Oh, so a fetus is just nothing now?
I'm not saying it's nothing.
Okay, so
I'm not saying it's nothing.
See, that's the point. But you're not getting it, bro. I'm not saying it's nothing. Only thing you try to do is just.
I'm not justifying. Listen, if you want to make that, you know the results of that, though.
Yes, but it's sad.
You going to go to jail for life.
Okay. You can do it.
No. You can do it. You can flip my name. You can do it. Go ahead. You can do it.
But
you're going to jail for life.
Yes, but to my property, though.
You can still do it on your property.
Yes.
They say that you can't do it.
But you
can kill someone outside on the street.
Yeah. That's true.
But you gonna go to jail?
But yo, just in the case of you say it because it was a female property, that's their right to take a life. That was your argument.
That is my argument.
Exactly.
No, but it's their body, and that's different. What I'm saying is different.
You have a choice. Murder is murder, bro.
You looking at it as murder.
It is.
You're destroying a life, bro.
You terminate a life. You ended a life. At the end of the day, you destroying something that's living, bro. Period.
I don't agree with abortions.
I know either.
You're missing it, bro. You're missing what I'm saying. Bro, that's her choice. It's her body, bro.
It's her choice to kill?
It's her body.
Her body to kill.
So, what say so do you have in someone else's body? What say so do you have in the person across the street property? What say so do you have?
Talking about.
What say so do you have in the man across the street property? What you want to do to his property? What say so do you have?
Shit, my.
Well, nothing. You have no say so. Why? Because it's his shit.
You know what he can't do on his property? Kill.
If he wants to, he can.
No, he can't. He goes to jail. You can do it. That's what I said. They can still do abortion. Yeah. A doctor could do abortion. Yeah. They going to jail for life now, bro. In Alabama, they just passed that shit. They go to jail for life.
And that's just in Alabama, right?
Yeah, but that shit. But it already is increasing, bro. I'm telling you, though. And like, I'm sorry. I'm pro-life. I don't give a fuck.
It's just Alabama.
No,
and all they're going to do is just go to another state and they got it.
They can.
I'm just saying. It's still their decision.
But no, but the rate is going, dog. A lot of motherfuckers is closing anti-abortion. And I'm sorry, man. I am.
And that's...
Anti-abortion, bro. I'm sorry, I'm pro somebody living, bro. I love living. You know what I'm saying? I want to bless.
Do you know how I feel to have a baby?
You mean?
Do you know how I feel to have a baby? You can't empathize with them.
You know what I'm saying?
Let them have their decision. We only got like 20 seconds, but let them have their decision.
Let them decide to kill.
You have no say so in that because you don't know what they got
to
go through.
So let them
you don't know
to
what
kill.
They got to endure, bro. You don't know what they got
to
endure.
To kill, bro?
You just looking at it like that.
Yes, that's what it is.
You being narrow-minded. You being narrow-minded.
That's what it is, bro.
No, you being narrow-minded.
Do you know what it is?
You're not factoring what they going through. You're not factoring that.
Factoring what? They're killing.
What they going through with their body.
So they're killing, bro. They're killing. Regardless, they're killing.
All right, this is the end of the podcast.
Only God got that right.
We'll do. We'll